Let's get back to the action on the Keystone Kickoff Show. Brought to you by the Keystone Sports Network. Get the best Penn State sports news and analysis at KeystoneSportsNetwork.com or download the Keystone Sports app from your smartphone.
Welcome back into the Labatt Blue Studio. Labatt Blue and Labatt Blue Light. Bleed blue and white. Drink blue and light. I am Jim Galante. I'm with Greg Pickle, and it's time for Ask Greg, brought to you by DraftKings. And DraftKings is introducing their new mobile casino in Pennsylvania. DraftKings Sportsbook and Casino offers an endless number of casino games to play, all from the comfort at home. And right now, all first-time casino players can play up to $200 risk-free for the first 24 hours of casino play. You get as many options out there as you want: slots, blackjack, roulette, the whole deal. Brings the casino right into your home. Can't beat that. All you need to do is download the DraftKings Sportsbook and Casino app now. Use promo code KSN to play your first 24 hours of casino risk-free up to $200. That's promo code KSN to play risk-free up to $200 for your first 24 hours of casino play on DraftKings Sportsbook. Must be 21 or older, Pennsylvania only, in partnership with Hollywood Casino at Penn National Racecourse. Restrictions apply. See DraftKings.com/sportsbook for details. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. And you know what, Greg? I've taken in the sports gambling now, sports wagering. I now have the casino wagering, which is fun. And our buddy Bob Flounders last week, after I talked about playing blackjack, he said, "Jim, all we need to do is get you betting on the ponies now, and his mission is complete."
Yeah, you're one step away from that, Jim. There's no doubt about it. You've already checked a couple of the boxes, and now there's a few more for you to check. So,
and next, see, it does show the influence you and Bob have on me.
All there right. You go. Yes, blame us when you win and credit yourself when you lose. That's the way it goes.
Or maybe vice versa. All right, let's get to our questions for this week. And let's see, where are we going to start? Let's start with Brad in Doylestown. He asked, this is kind of interesting, has any junior college football ever gotten drafted before they transfer to a four-year school?
That, I'm sure, has been the case, especially out west, so the Midwest, Kansas. There's some schools out there that are big-time producers of talent, and some of those kids just play their entire career there before they decide to move on. So, yeah, I would assume that that has happened before. I don't have a list in front of me, but I think there's a better-than-average chance of that, yes.
Okay. Next up is our buddy Dominic from Cranberry Township. And Dominic says, Penn State's still looking at DBs in this cycle. With top cornerback prospects Warren and Grimes and top safety prospect Davis, which of the three do you feel is most likely to commit to Penn State? And also, if Grimes were to commit first, do you think they'd still have a chance with Warren or even consider him?
Yes, I do, but I don't think that's going to be the case. And the one that I think is most likely to commit is Warren at this point. I mean, obviously, if he's going to take officials in the fall, assuming those things are possible, and he's going to decide in December, you know, things could turn against Penn State. But I just think right now, Jim, that they're in the driver's seat. They are in prime position to take advantage of the good recruiting work they've already done with him, and they've had the most visits so far. So I think he's probably the most likely of that group to commit. I don't have a good feel for Davis, obviously. You know, Terry Smith knows him well, knows that area well, and they've been recruiting him hard, but he doesn't talk a lot, so it's hard to get a good read on where things stand with him.
All right. Next up, and by the way, we chatted about that quite a bit, and there's a big numbers issue going on with the recruiting. So let's go to a little bit of a related question, and this is Mike from Littleton, Colorado, and he asks, do you think that they might loosen the scholarship limits with all the uncertainty going on? And might James Franklin use this to try to take a bigger than allowed recruiting class? And before you answer that, Mike also adds, you guys should come out to Colorado for a round of golf sometime. The ball flies much further at Mile High. And those who follow us on Twitter, you may have seen Mike's picture with, he was a winner, so he had on his KSN polo. And both of us as golfers, Greg, I think we would look forward to that extra distance golfing in Colorado. What do you say?
Yeah. Yeah, Jim, I need every help that I can get, every bit of help that I can get. There's no question about that. So, you know, when you look at, and I think I followed the question here, but I started thinking about golf, quite honestly.
And by the way, before you answer the question, just a quick note to Mike, if you're listening, can we stay with you when we come out to golf? And we'll bring some Labatt Blue with us. So
there you go.
Let us know about that, Mike. The question was, do you think that they would loosen up the scholarship limit, and James Franklin will be betting on that?
I think so. He's talked a lot about that. Now, he hasn't really talked in specifics. It's been more generalities and vagueness. But I would think that they will have to do something here, right? They've already made so many changes as it relates to all this. I don't see what difference or what harm one more would be. So my suspicion would be that, yes, that they are assuming something like that is going to happen, and however it plays out, you know, excuse me, they'll be ready to jump on whatever opportunity that presents. But it just seems like it'd be too difficult of a situation for that not to take place.
Yeah. You know, on the flip side, though, you have people who are well under the limit and you have people like Penn State, schools that are up against the limit. It would seem to me to create a little bit of an unfair advantage to some schools if you all of a sudden kind of in midstream change the rules on the scholarship limits, but we shall see. All right, next up is Aaron from Houston. He asked, what are some of the advantages that Penn State has over teams like Ohio State and Clemson that Franklin could use to lure five-star recruits in signing with Penn State? He brings up, you know, whiteouts, the facilities. What advantages does Penn State have over the big boys?
I mean, I think part of the problem is that Penn State doesn't have, you know, all those schools have those things, right? Maybe not at the same level of a whiteout game, or maybe not as big of a stadium as Beaver Stadium. Of course, big stadiums and big crowds could be a thing of the past for all we know. But, you know, I think the problem is what Penn State doesn't have. And I know that wasn't the question, but they don't have a college football playoff win. They don't have inclusion in that tournament. They don't have, you know, a seat at that table yet. So the thing that they can offer now is the opportunity to come to a place and be a leader and be the one that helps propel them to that point. I think that's something that some guys are really interested in and some guys aren't as interested in, but you know, it's the best selling points they have right now because they don't have some of the other things that the heavy hitters do.
All right. But I do believe that whiteout is an advantage, and I do think they take full advantage of it. That's a big week always for recruits to visit. And if you listen to some of these guys after they commit, they often talk about that experience and wanting to be part of it. All right, next up is Steve from Potomac, Maryland. He's got an interesting question. Steve says he went to Gonzaga with Caleb Williams, and I don't know if this is true or not, but Steve says that Caleb is actually going to be 20 years old when he graduates, that he is actually a little bit older than the typical high school graduate. And he asks, is there more upside for another quarterback recruit because of the age that Caleb Williams has already reached? And, you know, there's a certain recruit that went to Ohio State from Southern Columbia, Julian Fleming, who was also, I believe, a little bit older than the typical high school senior. How much of a factor do you think that plays in when coaches are recruiting a player?
Yeah, I don't think it really changes things a whole lot. You know, we've seen them recruit guys who are a little bit younger compared to most seniors. We've seen them recruit guys like this who are a little bit more older compared to most seniors. And then, of course, with the guys right in the middle. So, I mean, look, every little bit helps. And if you have a guy who's even a little bit more physically developed and ready than some other guys, I think that makes a difference for sure. But all told, you know, I don't think it's even among the top 10 considerations of a guy when you're recruiting him. I really don't. I just don't see it as a major factor one way or the other.
And it probably also varies by position. You know, maybe say an offensive lineman who's older than the next guy, he has that physical development that makes him more ready to play at the next level. I'm not sure a skill position like quarterback that's the case. So, and I don't believe Penn State would have looked at Caleb Williams and said, he's a year older than most guys. It's a big no there. I don't think that would have been the case. Next up is Bill from Philadelphia. Bill says, hi, Greg. What are your impressions of John Scott Jr.? Every other position coach has made an impression on Penn State's recruiting, and targets are falling rapidly.
Yeah, I think that he came at a bad time because he sort of got here not long before all this stuff started, so he didn't really get to host prospects. He didn't really get a chance to get in front of the targets that Penn State had been really hard after when John Spencer was here. So I think he was at a bit of an unfair disadvantage from really the second he got onto campus. But as we saw with the flip of Rodney McGraw, clearly he can recruit and make kids comfortable. And if you can do that without hosting him on campus, just imagine what you'll be able to do once they do come to campus. So I understand the question, and I think there was a point in time where it was fair to question his recruiting, but I just think we've seen some evidence of late that shows that he's going to be able to take the right step forward and be able to do what the rest of his staff can do.
Okay. Next up is David from Lancaster. David asks, is there any connection between the recruiting early signing period and players entering the transfer portal before the end of the season? It seems like many schools would fill up their scholarships versus holding out for transfers later on. If the question is not clear, I think this goes back to Justin Shorter entering the transfer portal prior to the end of the season. Is the thought maybe you do that? We questioned it, but maybe you're doing that before the early signing period to let teams know of your availability, because if you wait till after that early signing period, there may not be any scholarships left. So I guess, yeah. I think Dave was looking at it as a strategic move.
Yeah, I think it can be, certainly. I mean, obviously, if a school fills up before you have a chance to even get in front of them or let them know that you're going to be available, you're going to be out of options pretty quickly. So I still think what Shorter did was a bit out of the norm to do that before the season even ended. If you there's plenty of time between the end of the regular season and that first signing day to jump in that portal if you want to. So I still don't think we're going to see a rash of guys leave before the last week or two of the season as the receiver did. But all told, no, it certainly makes sense to get in there ahead of time. And that way you can maybe be a part of that signing class, which is ultimately what transfers are at this point.
Right. And I think the situation with a transfer, it's one guy. Somehow you're able to make space for one guy if you really want him. I don't think Ohio State was prepared to say to Justin Fields, nope, we're done. Sorry, we filled up with our freshman recruiting, and so there's no more space here for you. The big guys, they're going to find a way. They're going to find a job. All right, that is it for quarter number three. We're going to announce our winner at the start of quarter number four.
So what's so different about new Labatt Blue Citra? Could be the bright hop aroma or the crisp, clean finish. That all come together for a new kind of refreshing. Brewed with Citra and Mosaic hops, all new Labatt Blue Citra delivers ultimate drinkability and a new way to get up and get out. Beer. Labatt USA, Buffalo, New York. Always enjoy responsibly.
Everyone knows AAA gives you peace of mind when you're out on the road. But did you know you get other perks as well? Besides providing reliable roadside service for over 100 years, AAA also provides great discounts on entertainment, prescriptions, rental cars, hotels, insurance, and so much more. Take advantage of everything AAA has to offer. Purchase, renew, or upgrade your membership today at AAA.com.
DraftKings Sportsbook is offering a mobile casino in Pennsylvania. Download the DraftKings Sportsbook and Casino app now and use promo code KSN to play your first 24 hours of casino risk-free up to $200. That's promo code KSN to play risk-free up to $200 for your first 24 hours of casino play on DraftKings Sportsbook. Must be 21 or older, Pennsylvania only, in partnership with Hollywood Casino at Penn National Racecourse. Restrictions apply. See DraftKings.com/sportsbook for details. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER.